Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and time once again for a quick update with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Jeff?
I'm so happy. The holidays are upon us.
Holy moly. Couple of days away.
So I saw a thing on the news last night that said the Castle Country area has a 60 to 90% chance of having a white Christmas. Highest in the state, actually.
I'm not complaining about that.
That'll be so awesome. So I think it's going to snow Christmas Eve. That'll be neat. So,
well, with that comes, I mean, we all are going to be traveling quite a bit in the next week, 2 weeks with Christmas, New Year's. I mean, I know that all of my family is here locally, but I'm still moving back and forth between house and house all day, Christmas Day and Eve.
You are. And, you know, there's still some icy spots on the road from last week's storm because it's been so cold. Everything froze. Just be cautious in your travels and make sure you're wearing your seatbelt and taking extra time to get to places. And it'll pay off great dividends in the long run. And enjoy the season with family and friends.
Absolutely. And on top of that, if you are going to be partaking in any alcoholic beverages during this time of the year, you've got to make sure you've got a driver and be safe.
Be responsible. Make a plan before you go to the party. And even if you think that you might have an opportunity to consume alcohol, just have a backup plan so you have someone that you can call and say, hey, I need a ride. Don't try to play the levels game and say, well, I think I'm okay. Just err on the side of caution. It'd be a safe and fun holiday, and it's really no fun to wind up in jail for Christmas, truthfully.
Right, it really isn't. So lots of stuff going on this year for the holidays. A lot of fun things all over the place. Christmas parties for your businesses, for your companies. Lots of traveling. So just overall, just be safe.
You know, and I've been every chance I've had to speak to people this time of year, I always mention this is a good time for family, friends. Enjoy that and set your goals for next year. I usually have three categories for goals. Goals for community, goals for family, and then, of course, goals for yourself. And I think if you set goals, it's kind of fun throughout the year to see where you're at.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, going into the new year, this has been a really good, successful year. 2016 was great for the Sheriff's Office.
It was. We had a great year. And, you know, I just want to say thanks to the community for all the support that we have for our local law enforcement. We feel blessed to have this level of support in this community and feel like we're light years ahead of most communities throughout the country. The way of the world today, it's comforting to know that law enforcement's appreciated, and we get a lot of phone calls and cards and things from folks saying thank you, and really goes a long way. You know, our law enforcement officers are working all the time. While most of folks are going to be home for Christmas, law enforcement will be out on the streets doing their job just like a regular day.
Absolutely. So that's something that you really need to remember. If you are, you know, going out and about and you're doing something and you see somebody in law enforcement out on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, tell them thank you.
Yeah,
they don't get to go home.
They don't. They'd greatly appreciate it. And, you know, they'll be the first to come running to your aid if you need something. And we do it because we love the job that we have. And it's just great to be supported by the community as well.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for dropping by. And next week when you come by, Christmas will be over with and we'll be talking about New Year's.
Yeah, we'll be talking New Year's. So I just want to tell everyone Merry Christmas and have a safe and happy holiday. And like I say, if you need us, call us. We'll come running.
You really will. And it doesn't matter. Every single person that works for the Sheriff's Department, you guys are so willing to come out and help where you can. So huge thank you to all law enforcement in the Castle Country area.
Thank you.
You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. That has been another update with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.